Now, from the heat of Nairobi to the frozen expanses of Antarctica, definitely among the most inaccessible and unknown parts of the planet, Antarctica. But now researchers have released a high-resolution map which they say should make it the best-mapped continent on Earth. One of the goals, to track changes on the ice as the planet warms. Ian Howitt is the project's principal investigator and a professor of Earth Sciences at Ohio State University in the USA. He told me how this differs from earlier mapping attempts.
Previous maps of Antarctica, also collected with satellite data, typically have a resolution, a ground resolution, of about a kilometer. So you can't really see anything that's smaller than a kilometer by a kilometer. Our map has a complete resolution of about 8 meters.
Wow, that's a huge, huge difference.
So we've increased that by two orders of magnitude. Individual parts of that data have a resolution of 2 meters.
So what can you see now that maybe you couldn't before?
Well, we can see all kinds of details in the ice sheet. Besides seeing mountains that actually look like mountains now, we can see the expression of the bed of the ice sheet where the ice is resting on bedrock. That forms at the surface. So as the ice flows over mountain ranges or flows over subglacial lakes or other things at the bed, it makes an expression at its surface. And our data is so high precision and so fine enough that we can actually see that expressed at the surface.
And how have you done it?
We took satellite images collected from a series of commercial satellite imagers. So these are the same you'd see if you went on Google Earth and you zoom in and you can see your car parked in your driveway. But by using pairs of these images, we can actually extract the surface elevation.
And I suppose this presumes that there are an awful lot of satellites heading over that part of the world.
Well, we were able to do this with only 4 satellites. The trick is that the satellites are in what we call a polar orbit. So that means that every time they go around the Earth, they pass over the poles. So that means that they see the Antarctic continent more than any other place on Earth.
And I suppose the obvious question is, why have you done it?
Well, we've done it because the polar regions are, of course, critical for climate change. The Antarctic holds most of the fresh water on the planet in the form of ice. And as that ice melts, it, of course, is affecting global sea level rise. So we're very interested in how that ice is changing. Once you get to the scale of meters, things don't stay the same. And so we really are entering a period in which we have 4-dimensional maps, where we have where things are, how tall they are, and how fast they're changing. And so we're going to be spending a lot of time over the next few years trying to figure out some of these new features of the ice sheet, just kind of like getting the first images of a new planet.
And while you, the scientists, are poring over the data, scrutinizing these maps, do you think the politicians will be peering over your shoulder?
Well, I can't speak to directly what how much the politicians will pay attention to our maps. But I think this proves that we can see a lot of our changing Earth, and we can use this kind of technology to really understand how the Earth is responding to all kinds of changes.
That's Ian Howitt from Ohio State University.